Shortly after incumbent Oscar Aguilar filed for his Place 3 seat on the Sulphur Springs City Council, I interviewed him. Recently, former Councilman Charles Oxford filed to oppose Aguilar. Wednesday, I talked with Oxford. He told me what he learned from campaigning door-to-door during past council campaigns, and he has compiled his own list of issues.
The ones who did answer their door and that I had an opportunity to talk with on those two other occasions, I gave them a little brief summary of my background, which I felt qualifies me for the job. And I get through with that and I ask them, what do you lack the city, what do you lack that the city is doing, and what do you dislike that they are doing? I would listen to them, and I have to tell, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on that because it'd take a long time. But without exception, I agreed with their positions because they had good reason to say what they said. And when I finished, I would tell them, I sure would appreciate your vote. And without exception, they said one or the other, or in most cases both, get rid of the city manager. And why bother to vote? Because they're going to do what they want to anyway. And these are the kinds of things that I was confronted with when I called on those 4,000 doors twice. One was, the people of this town want the mayor to be their mayor, not the council's mayor. They don't get to vote for mayor. The council picks a mayor. Mm-hmm. One that bothers me personally, and the general public is not going to know this until just about now. Several hundred thousand dollars have been spent on facade grants that beautify the front, mainly the front portion of commercial properties downtown that are privately owned, and they exist for profit for whoever happens to own them. And the majority of those owners are not poor people. So I have a problem with that, and so did the people at Front Doors, although almost nobody knew about it. A large part of our streets are deplorable. And after these 2 weeks of rain and ice and sleet and snow and whatever combinations we had, they're even worse. They have not gotten better. There needs to be a 10 or 15 year plan to replace water and sewer lines all over the city. Overall, not just city council voters, all elections involving the city and to the extent possible all other elected officials should be held in single location to reduce the massive confusion among this constituency. That was one I heard over and over and over. And it is confusing. Oh, I want to go back to the commissioners and what the county has proposed to the state. And that is to allow the county to add 1 or 2 cents per dollar spent to the sales tax. I totally 100% support that idea. We did that in Hot Springs years ago, at least 20 years ago. And I'll mention what we did with it in a minute. But that spreads the tax burden over everybody who buys anything. I have never understood the sanity to only property owners funding government. That just doesn't make sense.
KSST News.